Hi, welcome to Footy on Paper, where we talk football from your point of view. And also, welcome to Lohi's Corner, where we talk women's football from your point of view.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Taya Okunaga. How are you guys doing? As usual, in the studio. Always been in the studio, always consistent this year. Congratulations.
Stop telling lies.
The last episode, you said that you have been consistent. Now I want to hear you that for your.
Oh, you're talking about me.
Yes.
No. I didn't talk about yourself. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's me. I'm always consistent. I'm always in the studio. I'm here. I love you guys. Can we do over?
Hello, how are you?
No, let's do over, please. No, it's okay. It's fine. Leave it. I don't tell lies. Yeah.
Hello,
hi.
Hello, Fiawani. How you doing,
man? I'm good, man. What's up?
Yeah. Everything's okay.
I'm always in the studio. Don't allow the laughter to distract
you. I said that. Like, I was healing you.
But you're laughing now. You're making it seem like you were lying initially. Use your serious voice.
Thank you for always coming to see
me. Yeah.
You're here again.
I'm here again.
Yeah, thank God. Still, we don't have a manager. The Super Eagles.
Are you sure?
Less than a month to AFCON.
They said that he hasn't been sacked yet officially now.
That was,
the NFF have not dropped an official statement.
They're speaking to other coaches.
And until they drop the statement.
So there's an uncertainty of who is going to take us to AFCON.
Yes. It's good to have those type of things before major tournaments. What do you think? No, please laugh closer to your mic, please. Yeah?
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
Let the audience
hear. Right? No, they heard the previous one. They wanted to keep on.
Okay.
Wow.
It's good. This is how we're going to start off waiting to do our enemy. This is a collective.
This one, enemy when they do us.
As proud patriotic Nigerians, this is a green white green podcast. Yes, they are doing us badly.
So wait, what's going on? I thought they accepted already that they will pay him instrumentally everything, and then again I see Colinuro tweet that Gennaro has a 40-man list. And on that list, there's Victor Moses. What is going on exactly with Nigerian football?
It's a bit mad.
The way things are going, I know.
It's always been the problem with countries from this side of the planet that at the end of the day, it's the lack of organization or just, the madness behind the scenes that does us in.
Well, what is the problem with this general issue? They don't want him anymore.
But we haven't paid him completely. And I imagine that FIFA has rules about sacking.
Now my point now is, the next manager, if he's seeing this, he won't want to coach Nigeria now.
It's not a very attractive job anyway, coaching on the continent. People do it mostly for experience. I mean, fine, money is money, yeah? Mm. But like, it's good to just cut your teeth somewhere and then eventually, if you're good enough, somebody better will come and get you.
No disrespect there. Obviously, there's some rumors.
Whenever you say that, there's always disrespect. But carry on.
I'm just saying, disrespect. And obviously, there's some rumors and everything. But I think you can kind of understand when this coach is like allegedly collect money from players. And then, and these players like get caught up and things.
We'll never know now.
If
the sport is pure.
Your orga is not paying you, you have to like feed your family from somewhere. You understand? It's pure madness. You don't want this man anymore. This man is still dropping a short list. So, tell us what's going on. Tell us if he's going to be our coach or not.
The thing about it is that...
Let's not be in this debacle. Let's not be swimming.
They have to portray that, business is going on as usual. So, that's why he's
asking...
Let me finish. So, he's portraying everything is going on fine at the NFF. Meanwhile, the journalists are out here just with their regular cause... The information pipeline from behind the scenes to public is very porous. That's why we have so many Nigerian journalists that are telling us things that are happening behind the scenes. Huh. So I think the NFF doesn't even try to pretend as if, they can shut off those leaks anywhere. They just try, this is what we're going to pretend to be doing. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, this is what's happening. I just hope that this doesn't affect us on the pitch because at the end of the day, it's still a results-based business.
It's going to affect us.
I said I hope now.
No, I'm just telling you the fact.
Okay, no worries.
Don't expect anything from AFCON. We're not going for the World Cup.
It's a playoff game.
No, we're not going. Whoever, if they're not found their coach now, like less than a month to AFCON, they've not found their coach. Let me go on.
No, hold on, hold on. I have one more thing that is to my enemy, please.
Let me go on break.
Can I bring it up after the break?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. It's a big one. What do you mean, going? Is that how you just bring the people back in?
All right.
No, I'm going to just do that over. Okay. Hello, people. Welcome back to Footy on Paper. Yeah. We're back with Ifye Awani or Ifye. I don't know why he's laughing. This guy just the. You know what? I'm not going
to. This sound right, bro. What's coming in? This sound right. Like, keep going.
So, what's doing my enemy right now is Paps. Paps is the person that is really just fucking with me right now. Make sure you put the explicit tag on this episode You are fucking with me right now, guy.
Okay.
I will mess you up.
Yeah.
Where was I? Aliou Cissé is still harping on about the, what's it called, the whole little championship, little tournament thing going on that Jurgen Klopp spoke about.
Okay.
And it's not doing us any... I think the journalist that brought that up to Jurgen Klopp, even though Jurgen Klopp has addressed it to him, it seems that Aliou Cissé probably did not watch that presser or didn't get the memo, because he also has made mention of that and said that, you know, Jurgen Klopp has belittled the tournament that he has, that he would be nothing without African players, and what's it called, and that he should speak highly of the AFCON. And I think Jurgen is very aware of how he owes a lot of his success to the African players in his squad. Yeah, Aubameyang as well. You know, there's so many African players have been key to his success. So he's not. In fact, he hates international football. Period, man. He doesn't like. Trust me, they're not his friends.
Yeah.
AFCON, Euros, everybody, man. He doesn't like all of them. As far as he's concerned, man, what he loves is having his players at his disposal to use as he sees fit, man. And he was responding to another journalist speaking on this, and I feel like at this point it has become this whole misinterpretation thing that's just been blown out of context, and it needs to stop, man. Someone just needs to dead it.
So you just did PR for Liverpool, man?
They need to send me a check, basically.
So now where did they do you? That's why you asked for extra time.
As a proud patriotic Liverpool rubbish. Fan.
Rubbish, like that's what you said right now.
You never walk alone, no before mouth. I hope you know that.
Anyway,
now lifestyle.
Let's speak about your rivals. Ralf Rangnick.
He will speak on them because I will say nothing. I will say nothing.
He got his best win, though.
I hate that. They're not my friends, Tayo. Tayo, they're not my friends.
Did you like what you saw?
I didn't like it. Combination play. Pressing of the ball. Defensive solidity. Ah, no, I'm in trouble. This Gemma looks like...
This is that what they thought clean sheet of it?
Yeah. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. In December, they should be getting worse, not getting better. So I don't know what's going on.
And then the next 10 games even look winnable.
I know Carlo probably surprised by these comments, but I'm an up. Don't think because I'm laughing with you on the timeline that I'm your friend.
I'm not your friend.
See, Carlo, I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend. It's all love, but I'm not your friend. Yeah.
But really, yeah.
These guys, they look good. I mean, it shows that, you know, when they are doing a lot of that defensive work, they might not be able to turn the switch as quickly into like offensive stuff, because they look very gassed towards the end of the 90. So
which was expected.
Yeah, expected as well. But I mean, you need to build from clean sheets. You don't build from goals. When to go back to my own club, when Klopp came to Liverpool, he understood that, you know, we have to get some defensive solidity, and if you're going to win things, you don't win things by scoring more goals than the other person. Sometimes you're going to have to just fight dirty and get that clean sheet. So it's good to have that. That should be the first thing on your list, not the last thing on your list. So Ralf Rangnick has come here and he started well.
Okay.
And the enemy will expect that things continue like this. Hopefully it doesn't. But
how far can he take them?
At this
if you have seen this, and obviously you're not happy with their improvements. If they continue like this, top for a sure for them now. Even possibly like a mini.
It's not
late chase.
It's not sure. If West Ham progress further into the Europa League than expected, then we might have an issue on our hands with regards to them maintaining their top four position.
You had that in Champions League as well.
No, of course, but the Europa League comes with its own unique set of challenges, the travel distances, and also the Thursday Sunday kickoff times can also be a bit of a problem for them. And we still don't know what's
so far they've eaten it.
They've eaten it, but when the baddies drop from the Champions League down, and then you know we head into knockout mode, and then all of a sudden now, unconsciously or not,
they've been straight to down of 16 now. No round of 32.
I didn't know about this. Tell me more.
Yeah, like now the teams are dropping. I'm going to play, I think, third or so. I can't remember now. No, third drops from what they call it now. Third drops from the. I think I need to read this again.
Are you sure?
Oh, no, sorry. It is the. Sorry, I'm very sorry. I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Europa Conference League.
There's no round of 32 there.
I think there's no round of 32.
Okay.
Where third from this team, they play like a playoff game.
Before they now go to enter the Conference League.
Before they now enter the Conference League football. Third and. Is it. I'm confused about this thing. Is it that them or.
We'll have to get some clarification and get back to you. Yeah.
No, it's Europa League, straight to the round of 16, but I don't know how the team works now.
Okay, if you know, let us know, you can at us.
I'm too sure.
Yeah, I mean, the fans are very knowledgeable. This is a fan-based podcast, so, you know, we're all about sharing knowledge here. It's all love.
Yeah.
But yeah, West Ham, I think they look very exciting this season. Yeah. I mean, you know what they did. I don't need to speak too much on it. United, even though they had the hiccup earlier in the season, you know, where they went on that very bad run without winning any game, besides, of course, El Sakiko, they seem to be turning the ship around. I think that's the right phrase to use.
Yeah, Carragher started it.
Yeah, and they have a good run of fixtures where you would expect that a club like United should win all. Just to try and like remedy their season. I think the title is definitely out of it for them, because we have three teams at the top that don't seem like that. I don't think all three of them are going to just drop points in a week at the same time.
It's possible.
That hasn't happened this season.
It could happen by December now.
And if, well, wait, do you understand? Like, it would need to happen at least once or twice for them to even be in.
And United have to win all those games.
Which is not feasible as well. And they also have their games as well with top six, where they haven't, I don't think they've done too well in those competitions as well with the top six rivals. So,
last question on United and Ralph. If he achieves his targets, let's say they finish top four, they win like one title, FA Cup or something, it's not wise to keep him. Why look for a new manager? But according to him, he's like, he could advise them and tell them that they should give him one more year.
As a consultant that he is.
As a consultant that he will be.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
He's a smart man. I mean,
we live in a very different era. I haven't seen this sort of situation before. Where he was interim, then consultant.
He was going upstairs.
Yeah.
But he was like, okay, like they should give him one more season. And they did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they might have, I think maybe they might have something in the works. That's why they signed such a contract, to give them enough contractual wiggle room so that they can, you know, be able to just have everything covered, so they don't like are stuck in a position that they don't want to be stuck in.
The only situation.
Yeah, basically.
Let's talk about Liverpool and Origi to the rescue. Ken, I've been asking this question too many times, but why doesn't he get more minutes? Or is this what he's meant to do? Is this what he's...
It's not like he doesn't get...
This is his thing.
He doesn't get more minutes simply because the guys in front of him are better than him, no offense. And two,
When I say more minutes, I don't mean he should start. You always complain that...
In terms of rotation. Well, the players are ridiculously fit.
Why are you not complaining that?
We keep saying someone might, but they just never get injured. But I guess it's just players, fans erring on the side of caution, because you always feel like, you know, safety first. For example, now we have the game against Milan as dead rubber in the on Tuesday or is it Wednesday, and we're expecting them to just start, you know, 11 ball boys. Well, that's not going to happen. you think you're going to listen to the fans?
That team will play, man.
Tyler Morton.
Yes. I'm now.
No, Morton. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Like
number 79. What's the name? Right back. He will play too now.
Oh, Nico Williams, 69.
Yes. Is he 69?
Yeah, 69.
number is not 69.
Nico Williams 69. One of them, either him or Owen Beck. I know I have one player that wears 69.
Obviously, you have one that wears 69, but it's not Nico. I think Nico is 73 or something.
73, yeah, Nico is 73.
I saw your team pass you over, G. Yeah, keep going.
I'm not even sure if it's 73, but it's 70 something for me. Yeah. But yeah.
I never changed number. No. He's a new player now.
Well, they need to give him a contract that reflects that. So maybe when he gets some money, you can say now I can. I'm a big boy. I mean, our number two shirt is still empty, so that's something for him to pick up. Sorry, where's the 76? Because Trent 66, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Continue. Mm-hmm, yeah. Next one, 86.
This guy is very unserious. This is the real enemy, you guys. But yeah, Divock. It's hard to get into that front three for the last 4 years. Firmino, Salah, and Mane have been unplayable. And actually, for a while, even when they were not playing as well, it felt like Jurgen had frozen Divock out. I think the plan was to try and get a profit off him, but last year offers didn't come, offers that he liked didn't come in, so he's still at the club. I mean, Liverpool kind of have a hand as well in this because they gave him the contract after the Champions League final. So, I mean, you gave him a contract basically off of two performances in the final and the semi-final against Barcelona. Some other clubs that have done more shrewd business and just sold him off in the summer, but you gave him the contract. So you have to live with that. That's how, if you think about it, contracts protect not just the club, but also the player.
City, they're top now. So we just wrap up the league?
Probably, yeah. I think they're about to go on one
I'm
of them.
That you said that, right?
Come on now, we've seen this show.
But they won six in a row. Right?
Well, I think they're going for that ten. Forgotten they did how many? It was not what, eight, was it 18 15? Or something.
Yeah, last season.
No, it's eight. What's their record? How many wins in a row have they done? I think they have the record for that.
I don't think of last season. I know they've equaled the away records of 17 away wins with Spurs, Manchester Spurs had that. So mad.
I'm on our way with them. I just want to say because you skipped past it. Sick pass from Van Dijk, sick touch from Salah, sick finish from Divock. Basically, I am unwell.
How good has Bernardo Silva been this season?
I think he's the best Portuguese player in Premier League right now.
Yeah.
That's the highest compliment I can give him.
That's it.
Yeah, the best Portuguese player in Premier League.
He could be the best player in Premier League too.
No, he's not. That's Salah.
He's got five. When has Salah scored in Premier League? Okay, he's got against Everton. Salah always does a little mistake. Bernardo, sweet goals. Still good against Aston Villa.
Wait, Salah, what?
Always dwelling on mistakes now.
Dwelling?
No, I don't collect. Like, I can recall like too many games that is true mistakes that he scored. I'm not saying what to do is not good.
Isn't football a mistakes game?
Oh, but like all the time, like mistake, man. Like, this is annoying, man. Like,
if it keeps happening.
Dribbling now, not. Okay, help out. Okay. God will help now. Yeah, so like.
You sound like a hater.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But at the Silva, man. Quality player.
I think he's very good. I love his ball carrying, his dribbling. He seems to be very inventive. I think the only thing that I would probably want to add to his game more is if he was a little bit more ambidextrous. And that's just me liking ambidextrous players. If he had more of a leaning, like using his right foot more often. But I mean, that's just me picking at something because you have to pick at something. The guy's perfect. Tackles, he can defend, he can carry the ball up. He can shoot. And he can pass really well. A wonderful player.
Two of them will probably go up for Salah. Two of them will probably go up for Pedro Carvalho. Both there, Salah and Bernardo.
Salah and Bernardo Silva. I think all of the...
If they continue like this, because I know players, they have like short-term memory.
They definitely...
And you, will do well in
the no, the what's it called? The voting, by the time the voting opens and closes, man, usually some funny things might happen around that time because everything is all about recency bias. So... Let's see how it goes, man.
All right, quickly before we go to the break, West Ham shock Chelsea.
That's a big one. That was exciting. That was a good game. I think games at the London Stadium are very much high value. Yeah. Anybody that has a home ticket to the London Stadium, you're enjoying, no? Yeah.
Are we seeing the new Leicester in West Ham?
Yes. So are you saying that
did they like swap positions?
Are you saying that they're going to come fifth on the last day?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
no, because you know you have quite a prophetic prophet Tayo. How does that sound?
Prophet
Oluwatayo.
I'll be here now.
Prophet.
I'll be the
or you no, you have a church. What are you telling me, fam?
Oh yeah, yeah, I have people worshiping.
Church of football. Yeah. Yes. Come here for your tips. Prophet. Prophet. My 20 game accumulator every week, one game. Prophet, I need 20 games.
What happened to Chelsea then? Like, they were winning and then all of a sudden, boom.
I think it's one of them games where I honestly thought it was going to end in a draw.
Mm.
But that's football for you,
freak
man.
Goal. Yes, very freaky goal.
The person that scored it, I don't think he intended to score that goal. Yes. But this game is a beautiful game.
He came out because someone was injured. Ben Johnson, right? Yes.
Yeah, Ben Johnson. Yeah. I think he pulled something, yeah. And then Masuaku came on. He hasn't exactly been the most loved player at West Ham.
Actually, it was the other way around. I think Fornals came on for Ben Johnson, but I can't remember when Masuaku
came on. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a crazy game that we watch, man. No, really, I mean. Spurs were definitely the better team on the day. I'm sorry I use Liverpool references all the time, but those are the games that stick more in my head.
Yeah, I know you're allowed. Come on.
Yeah. Spurs probably will lay claim to being the better team on the day. Mm.
Champions League final.
But, you know, one other team kept a clean sheet. The other scored two goals. This game is the game. If there's one thing that football fans have in surplus, it's faith. Your bottom on the table, you are playing Alex Ferguson's Manchester United, and your certain team named Wolves. George Olokobi, step up. This is a beautiful game, man. Masuaku just amazing. I think credit to Chelsea as well also showed a bit of a madness. I don't Edward Mendy has been frankly amazing this season, but he was culpable for two of the goals, the penalty. And also the near post. What's going on today?
Finish,
yeah. Near post finish.
Or near post cross, or whatever.
Yeah, should have paid. It's a free goal, but then you expect the keeper to pay more attention just in case. Because we've seen those goals going.
Yeah.
They are rare, but it happens, you know. So sometimes you see something like, not today, Satan.
Yeah.
You just catch it. But Satan had the day.
Are you calling him Satan?
No, I didn't call him Satan. I mean, Satan, like, oh man, don't. I love black people.
Satan in terms of what?
I don't know. Please, I beg.
What is this for Chelsea now? Like,
it does nothing for them. They've shown some defensive frailties in the last few games. I mean, they're very much all about their clean sheets.
Yeah.
So, you know, get back to basics, man.
You know what? They considered half of those.
They considered three. So they're just Tuchel is going to hammer it into the boys, you know.
I think it's the first time he's even considering three.
It's like when you're learning board maths and you know that the bracket is meant to be solved first, but that day you solve the things outside the bracket first. The teacher has told you, come on, bracket.
Break.
Yeah. Where is the break now?
All right then,
we're back. No, they mimic me, Abe.
I just control myself.
Normally, I for don't. Waiting, yeah, is that a threat?
Yes,
we're recording, no. Why they punch your mic? You did fight. This is not a boxing podcast, please.
Yeah, so let's talk about Liga now. Barcelona lost. Madrid cruising. What's going on? Javi said that
Vinicius is awake.
Yes. Javi said that Barcelona shouldn't be losing any game, even drawing any game. And they should be looking to win all the games. This is the first loss in his Barcelona tournament.
In his what, second or third game?
Yeah, I think it's fourth game.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, those are fighting words from a man that.
No, this was before he became coach. He was coach already. Just his press conference was speaking. Yeah, that's not...
You know, to say something is very easy. Mm. To do it,
yeah.
It's word. Something else. Word. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's in the hot seat now. This is what? His second senior appointment.
Yeah.
He will learn. He doesn't have a choice. He will learn.
Especially with the squad that he has.
Ah. He will learn.
And then he's really leaning on the La Masia boys. Giving them some minutes. Many minutes.
I don't have any, and I think a lot of Barcelona fans as well, so they don't have any lofty expectations of Xavi and his players this season.
Okay.
Qualify for the Champions League again.
Mm-hmm.
Win the Copa del Rey, or at least try to win it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then see what they can do in the summer.
How
with,
about
with
trying
their...
to reduce the points gap? That's 13 points difference now. Seventh on
the... I mean, if you reduce it to 1 point and they still win the league, they still won the league.
I know, but
doesn't matter.
Wouldn't you like rather take that than take what?
Those are empty victories for me. I don't know. It does nothing for me as a fan. Oh, we reduced the gap. But we lost.
That's you.
I don't know. But are Barca fans, are they like you? Do they like things like
not
that?
Not me.
No, you... No.
I'm even used to things like that.
No, you brought it up.
I'm used to things like that.
Oh,
we push
them to the final day.
I know where this is coming from. This is
I'll break your finger. Don't put that finger in my... I'll break your finger.
25 points of the champions. So yeah, I'm just
if I record another episode of this podcast, I'm a bastard.
Like
if I record another episode of this podcast, ah God punish me.
Anyway,
oh God.
Okay, we give Barcelona a pass. Atletico.
Atletico Madrid.
I know they're your friends. I really like them.
Hasta la.
What happened?
Oh maybe.
What happened?
Maybe I don't. Every time something like this happens, always maybe it's time for Diego and Atleti to end their relationship. But I think it's just one of them, the regular hiccups that they go through. I think also they haven't had Luis available to them. Why?
Yeah. Why does he always happen?
Well, the club and the manager have an understanding amongst themselves that...
That's the answer you keep giving me, man. I want something different.
What can we say? This is...
It has to get to a point. Like, I remember when the first one, that first time, Diego Costa was killing it. They had Koke was just coming to the team, Adrian, Gabi. Like, they were wiping teams, 5-0, you understand? But these days, you just look and they're happy with what? 1-0 victories, and even the 1-0 victory, the other team. And okay, you can understand if they're battling like their mates, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But this was who, what name of the team they played in? I can't remember. No, Sasuna. I can't remember. This guy's team, this young Madrid Japanese player.
Kubo,
yes. Kubo's team this season. I can't remember what they were.
Mallorca.
Yeah, Mallorca, yes.
Yeah.
They lost the game in what? 5 minutes, 85, 90. That's when they scored. Like, what's happening? Like,
Diego.
Okay. They're best known for their defense.
This
right?
is probably the worst we've seen a Diego Simeone team defend in a long time. Could be that as well. You know, I know Thomas isn't exactly having the best of times at Arsenal, but they did lose him. And you know, player Godin, yeah. Sometimes it happens with clubs where you know they're not able to replace that cycle of talent, and there might be a drop off in a year or two. But the club must trust Diego, and I do trust him to be able to remedy that situation. Whether it be by coaching or by acquisitions, they should be able to trust him or trust themselves to fix it up. They're a good defensive team, or we know them as a good defensive team. And all I can say is that I trust that they'll get back to that at some point.
Nobody will challenge Madrid.
Somebody, I mean, they might push them, but I don't know.
You don't think it will happen.
Real Madrid under Don Carlo and with Vinicius in the type of form that he's in right now. You know, there are a lot of jokes coming in at the beginning of the season where everyone was like, oh, Vinicius is the face of La Liga now. And everyone was like being very haha about it. Well, Vinicius took it personally. Yeah. What can I say about the young man? He's doing amazing.
I'm happy
for him as well. Especially with one of the best players in the world, you know, playing at Real Madrid right now, Karim Benzema. it seems like everything is just written in the stars right now for them to win another La Liga title.
Did you forget about that video last season where it was alleged that Benzema was telling Ferland Mendy that this guy is at home, he's playing against this Vinicius. He probably loves Vinicius now.
Well, that's how quickly it can change in football, you know. A player that people have been crying for them to sell, recoup money, oh, we've been scammed. It's football now. 4-1, I know the end, though, please.
Well, people are sharp these days, though. People know they look sad. They jazz up. More anyhow signing.
Yeah.
Okay. Madrid for the La Liga for you? Or you're still sticking to Atletico?
Unless something drastic happens, and I don't think it will. Because another key issue is that although their league is going to be closed for the winter break, as also they're not going to play in any matches during AFCON. But I don't think they're losing any key players to the tournament as well. So all their players will be well rested during the break. And yeah, I think that's very important as well. For, you know, when you're in a nice winning rhythm, get your rest, come back refreshed, good to go. I think David Alaba as well has also been very good for them.
Even like Militao.
Yeah, Militao as well. That's they lost Varane, or not lost, they sold him, of course. I guess maybe they felt like he was signing a new contract.
Well, you're right. You can't say lost because they made money off him.
So, you know, people were worried. Ramos, Varane going in the same window. But Real Madrid have made it work somehow. Don Carlo seems to be back at the height of his powers. It's good. You know, don't go to Merseyside Blue. Don't stay in your white leather next time. On that note.
Yeah, let's talk about the classic. It's very, very funny. Fixture. The obvious thing happened, Bayern winning. I think what they won like the last four or five. I think the main thing was Dortmund were not happy with the
penalty. Yeah, it seems, I don't know.
And young Bellingham came out to say the ref has been, you know,
involved in match fixing. Now, I don't know if. Because I'm ready for this, because knowing what I do know about the situation, a lot of people are saying that he's going to get fined for that. But if he gets fined, I think it's going to be going to cause a huge furor about what exactly he's getting fined for, because they say that usually why you get fined for that, at least in the Premier League, is you're not meant to cast aspersions on the integrity of the match officials. That's why they say you can't say things like that. But when a match official has actually been suspended for being part of match fixing and a player speaks on that, can you now say he's casting aspersions on the referee integrity? Because he's not lying.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, now my question, but the thing I'm just thinking about this is, why let someone that has been involved in match fixing ever ref again in our sport? I think this sport is one that any single thing, I mean, they use where referees live. Like if you live near Manchester, oh, he's a Manchester fan, don't let him ref Manchester City or Manchester United games. That can be used as something against you. Now, for you to even be linked in any way, shape or form to match fixing should spell the end of your career as a referee. But yet he's allowed to ref games. Every game that he refs from now on, at least from when the knowledge of match fixing has been, you know, made aware, like the public has been aware of that, people are going to raise questions whether, like, whatever team that loses, like, the game, their fans and the public are going to say, oh, maybe this, maybe that happened.
So I want to pick them up.
Yeah, because you usually do that.
Yeah. If Dortmund won that game, you will never say that, right?
Yes.
That's one. And two, possibly this ref has been refereeing for years in the Bundesliga. So that could just be an emotional statement from him. If he's being fined, to me, there's nothing there, because what, they have disrespected the ref. Yes, the guy has match fixed before, he was in the scandal and everything, and they even like they hid the news for a bit.
Boy leaked, or, yeah.
Boy leaked. Well, I mean,
I don't know. Won't say anything like some that. Things so, that
more emotional. Like if you really want to speak
certain,
about it,
in certain professions, there are really things that should cast your job.
If you really want to speak about it, spoken about that before the game. Simple. Put up a tweet. Put up something. Speak about it before the game. Remember when Mourinho used to do the mind games against you guys? Now I think when they say Anthony Taylor, Anthony is more of a Liverpool fan than Man U fan. You know all those things. Hey, you get, man. He's speaking before the game already. Like speak before the game that this ref, but he lost the game and the handball was a handball. No, it wasn't a handball. It was, but he lost the game and boom. Now you're coming up to talk and say,
I know, man. In situations like this, I'm with the Godfather on this one. When Don Vito made the peace with the family so that he could get Michael back into America, he said that if lightning should strike his son anywhere, he would understand that it's an act of God, yeah, but then he would still feel like somebody amongst the families got his son killed. And he wouldn't feel too good about that now, would he? This one is... it's crazy, man. I feel like this is just down to the German, the DF, whatever. You all fix up, man. Fam, don't have match fixers around your organization. It's standing on white.
Bellingham should have said it before the game. If he really meant it. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure someone just told me if he says it.
No. You can't. You definitely.
I'm 100% sure. 100%.
How do you know? Sure. How do you know that?
Someone probably told him
just. I'm going to move to my primary school banter now. Are you in his mind?
Yeah.
Do you know his mind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know his mind.
Okay. Yeah. Because let me tell you now, even if he says something about it before the game, now players can't get match officials changed.
No.
The responsibility lies with the.
You answered my question before.
Can we agree to disagree on this?
Obviously, that's what we're going to do. This is the last thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
You answered my question before saying, when I asked you if Dortmund won the game, will he say that? And what was the answer? No, that he won't say it. So boom, we're done. Quickly go to Serie A. AS Roma, another terrible win. Terrible loss. Lost to Inter Milan 3-0. Mourinho has lost 7 of his last 15 now.
When did they sack that guy, please?
Is he under the coach?
He's been under it for a while. Ah. Pardon? Somebody that is gasping for air. You are telling me.
So, I'm sorry I'm saying this, but has he lost his touch? Is he done?
Maybe. Wow. I mean, no. It's a hard one because he started okay at Roma, you know. Maybe he's just going to a tough spot. You know what's going to happen is that, is there any club that is willing to give him time when he's in these sort of situations to remedy what is going on instead of just sacking him?
Okay. I don't think this deals with time, it's just the behavior. Because he's already freezing out players like he did at Spurs, like he did at United, like he did in his spell at Chelsea, the second spell. Prisoner players arguing, saying some players are not good enough, they shouldn't be playing for me. You understand? And okay, he didn't come into this job like in the season. He had time, he had months to build. And I'm sure he would have been speaking with the hierarchy that, oh, this player, I love him, get this player for me. You get, and now you're not saying that, oh, this player is not good enough. The player I'm talking about is, I can't remember his first name, but his last name is Reynolds. Some young English player, a young American player. He's like, oh, he's not ready for the league yet. And I'm sure they will have come to you to ask you, oh, should we get this guy? And you said yes. So what's the fuss about, man? Like, all these players that are freezing out and everything.
Well, okay, you know what? You know, all I can say in defense, because I know I'll actually be defending Mourinho, but yeah? He needs that winter break fast. Maybe he just needs a break. Well, I can't say he will learn because he has learned, but he'll be fine. We all have our problems. Now, what did they do, Mourinho? Mourinho got solved out by himself. We can't join hands together and solve. We can't join hands together and solve this particular problem.
Why?
I don't have my coaching badges yet. That's all I can tell you right now. I'm not in his head. I know. Are you in his head? Tell me.
Is that why they ask you the question?
Uh-huh. I know they move that way.
Break. Okay. Time to wrap up the show. If you have anything to say.
Yeah. It seems that
it must not be Liverpool related.
That one's your personal family problem. Because it seems that my family legend, my dad, yeah.
He's not Liverpool related,
but he's doing very well. He's doing very well at the Villa. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's about to become 2 losses in 5 on the 11th. But it should take out that, you know, he has done well so far for them.
if he beats you people, don't come. Don't just come on that day. Just chill.
I will be happy.
You can't be happy. Are you mad? How will you be happy? You go drop points there. Are you a Villa fan? Or are you a Gerrard fan? Are you a Liverpool fan? The same way in the fall down, you know, allowing a win league. You want the support.
I don't know what you're talking about, first of all. You're going to have to remind me about that incident later because I don't know what that is. Who's that? Who's that? I mean, I know him. Wonderful player, yeah. He played in the Premier League. Scored a few screamers, yeah.
Scored a good goal against Liverpool as well.
I don't remember this goal, man. You have to remind me, honestly.
Brilliant goal. You know, Sako passed to Gerrard. Gerrard tried to control the ball, but slips. Then Mbappé just ran.
Yeah, I remember Sako has passed Gerrard occasionally, but like I don't remember this particular incident you speak of. But yeah, Stevie G, you know, really putting his...
People forgot that Torres scored in that game. Was it Torres? Oh, William scored in that game. Torres assisted William.
They're playing with a particular kind of courage that... is to be expected, you know, playing with a very courageous manager.
Okay.
So up the
Villa now.
Yeah, up the Villa, they're doing very well.
He's a courageous manager.
He's a courageous manager.
I don't
know. Let's speak. How about your team, Arsenal? How are they doing? You think we're gonna just escape? Hey, pause.
Relax.
But no, I won't relax. Don't tell me to relax.
See,
when you tell me to relax, I don't relax. Don't tell me that.
You
think we're just going to go through this episode? I want to go to speak on the Arsenal. What happened last match?
What last match?
Aha.
Oh, 3-2.
Your memory done the. Your memory done the.
Come out. I'll say it.
See.
We made mistakes.
My memory is intact. Unlike your memory. Clearly.
See me. I'm coming out. But you don't want to come out.
I'm coming out.
I want the world to know.
Uh-huh.
Just to let you know.
That what?
That we're going to beat Everton.
Don't even mishear the lyrics.
No.
Make can I beat Everton? No. Yeah.
I won't beat Everton. You understand? Uh-huh. We'll be back to fifth. And we'll be there. Don't worry, West Ham, we're looking at you. Once you shake up, we move. But now Arsenal now, when they say Arsenal take fourth, they go they now that time and Tabash will not say
Butterfingers. Who was that today?
I'm
trying to remember the commentator, man. We're sleeping right now.
It was this thing game we saw now. I think Dutch game, neck name again.
Yeah. Butterfingers. We'll have to find that guy, give him some props. Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Yeah.
The football is coming a lot, you know, two games after, I mean, obviously still two games like almost every week now for if you're in what's it called, cup competitions. But aside cup competitions, because they're going to be done after this midweek, games every 2 to 3 days, oh, mm-hmm. Why not? We're going
even
to be,
if you're seeing the league cup, you get much.
Yeah, we're going to be drunk on soccer. Yeah,
which is sweet.
Sweet.
Good for us, but I'm not sure if it's good for
the game. In my life, I never see football match with Bita.
Yeah.
That's a lie, oh.
And we dropped this thing this week. I think you paid $230, but I didn't tweet it. Thank you for the fans that have listened to us.
Yeah, our Spotify Wrapped, man. Obviously, we've been doing well on all the other platforms, but you know, all these other guys,
they don't drop your Wrapped.
Yeah, why not? They don't have sauce. See, Spotify, very saucy, man. You know. So sorry, though.
What's this thing? Apple Music, most listeners. Yeah.
And may then go get sauce now. You know what? Sometimes you need to let me be like Jude. Need to add them. So that they can the young, see out of the mouth of babes, you know, you hear things. I don't, that's not the exact phrase, but I'm just
I feel you.
Paraphrasing. What?
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Ciao. Bye.
Bye bye. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.